Hello and how's everyone doing? This is Pastor Romel Duane Moore Sr., pastor of Kingdom Convoy Church, and I'm back to do a part four on understanding faith. Okay, so we're going to go a little bit deeper, just slowly removing some of the layers to this thing so we can make sure we have a thorough understanding of how this works. I was just recently went on YouTube and I was watching a video by the renowned physicist Neil deGrasse Tyson. Now I'm gonna quote a few things that he said, and when he said it, it just jumped off the video because it pertained to what we're talking about. Okay, so. Neil deGrasse Tyson said, "Eyewitness testimony is one of the lowest forms of evidence you can invoke." He said, "The human senses are the worst data-taking devices that exist." Now, he's speaking, of course, concerning science and the accumulation and proven things scientifically. Okay. He went on to say that in today's modern science, that it did not achieve maturity until we had created instruments that either extended human senses or replace them. Because in science, they need to have experiment and verification. So it wasn't until, I believe, Galileo in 1600, where they came up with the microscope and telescope. Because in science, once something is to believe to be true, science need evidence of it. So they finally came up with the microscope and telescope so that when one science or scientist brought it to another to prove a theory or to prove a certain method, you had to have evidence. And he went on to say that there's a difference between your personal truth, something that you went through, you felt like you saw, you felt, you smelled, things of that nature. That's your personal truth. There's a difference between your personal truth and objective truth. And he said, objective truth is what's true, whether or not you believe in it. In other words, take for instance, gravity. Gravity is true and can be proven whether or not you prescribe to it, whether or not you believe that what goes up within the Earth's atmosphere will and must come down because of the law of gravity. And so that's what he is basing objective truth on. Then he went on to say that eyewitness testimony, of course, is the highest form of evidence only in the court of law. Now, he went on to talk about some other stuff, but that was the introduction of the video that I was watching. And like I said, it jumped off the video in relation to understanding faith. And so this is what I began to see after I heard those few pieces from the physicists. I felt like this was a great diagnosis of the flesh. We've been talking about how the physical world is a subset and lesser dimension of the spiritual world, and how the physical world is made up of four dimensions: height, length, width, and time. And that which is seen came from that which is not seen, or the physical world came from and is a lesser reality, if you would, of a more real dimension called the spirit realm. And the spirit, it has at least six dimensions. And so the physical dimension is a lesser dimension than the spiritual dimension. And we talked about how God made us spirit, soul, and body. We are a spirit. We have a soul, mind, will, and emotions, and we live in this physical body. And I was breaking down how all of this is important pertaining to our walk of faith. Because we are 2/3 spiritual and 1/3 physical, we cannot trust the 1/3 physical part of us. We cannot trust and depend in the lesser dimension of the flesh. We must learn and become students and disciples through the Holy Spirit by the Word of God, and understanding the higher dimension of the six dimensions of the spirit, because that is where the kingdom of God, that's the dimension of the kingdom of God. That is the dimension of our 2/3 makeup of spirit and soul. That is the dimension where the resources of the kingdom are. That is the dimension of God. He is a spirit. It is the dimension of the Word of God, because Jesus' words are spirit. It is the dimension where faith exists. Faith is a spiritual, not only walk, but a spiritual tool and resource whereby we access the promises, the treasures, the power, the authority, the Word of God. So the Bible says the just shall live by faith. The Word of God tells us that we walk by faith and not by sight. And the reason why this is relevant pertaining to what Neil deGrasse Tyson said, because he said, eyewitness testimony is one of the lowest forms of evidence as a scientist that you can invoke. He says, when a scientist come among other scientists and they say, hey, I discovered this, or I discovered that, or I can prove this. And they say, well, how? And he said, well, because I saw, I felt, I heard, I smelled, I touched. And he said, they'll laugh you right out the window. I'm sorry, the window, the room. And so when it comes to the things of God, this is very prophetic, because we cannot trust the eyewitness account of our own eyes when it comes to the things of God, when it comes to the promises of God, when it comes to the blessings of God, when it comes to what the Word of God says to us and promises to us. We cannot trust our own eyewitness. We cannot trust what we see. We cannot trust our five senses of what we smell, of what we hear, of what we touch. We cannot trust it, because it's one of the lowest forms of evidence. He said human senses are the worst data taken devices. What am I trying to say? When the Bible says, for we walk by faith and not by sight, he is saying that faith accesses your spiritual eyes to see and understand and believe the things that are spiritual that you need from God. Now, let me give you a scripture. I believe it's 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14, that says, the natural man receive not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. The same thing that Degrassi was saying, that you cannot trust your own eyewitness testimony because it is from the lesser dimension of the flesh. The flesh is a pathetic and untrustworthy witness. For instance, the Bible says, by Jesus' stripes, we were healed. The flesh, that which is of the five senses, would testify that you're still sick. Jesus said, you're blessed. The five senses would tell you, you're broke, you're depressed, you're dysfunctional. The word of God tells us you are an overcomer, but the five senses of the flesh would tell you you're divorced, you're mentally challenged, and unemployed. We have to understand this principle of the two dimensions of the spirit and the flesh. The Bible says that the flesh wars against the spirit. See, there are two natures. The flesh has a nature. It's the carnal nature. It's where sin and death dwell. The law of sin and death is within the fallen, lesser dimension of the fourth dimension of the flesh. The divine nature of God is inherent in your born-again, recreated spirit. So, we're not only dealing with two dimensions in our tripartite being makeup, but within those two dimensions exists two adverse natures. And it's where we have to understand that the spirit realm is more real than the natural realm. The natural realm of the fourth dimension can be manipulated. You cannot trust it. It is a lesser dimension and reality than the spiritual dimension that it is a subset of. Now, Tyson went on to say how, in order to properly record the evidence so that things scientifically can be proven, they had to eventually come up with the proper instruments. And because God does not want us just out here and never land, he gave us the proper instruments whereby we can not only believe, but be able to record the evidence of what he said. So let's talk about the instruments that he has given us to use to properly record the evidence. First of all, he's given us the word of God. Jesus said, my words are spirit and they are life. Now, all of this is pertaining to us being able, the Bible says, to judge spiritual things spiritually. You cannot judge spiritual things from the natural. Okay? So you have to have spiritual instruments, if you would, to be able to judge those things which are spiritual. So God has given us those things. The first thing he's given us is the word of God, because his words are spirit. The next thing he's given us is when we get born again, he have given us a regenerated, recreated, born again spirit. Then he sent us his Holy Spirit. These are the tools and instruments whereby we will use to record the evidence of what he has promised. And of course, we have the spiritual tool of faith. So if you read Romans 8, 15 and 16, it talks about the inward witness that we have from our spirit and the Holy Spirit. So along with the Word of God, along with the Holy Spirit, our born again spirit, and the tool of faith, when we're judging something spiritual and we're using these tools, what will happen is we will get what's called an inward witness, a check in your spirit that what you heard, what you read, or what God is doing, that it is definitely real. Now, the difference between the natural and the spirit is in the natural, things can be reasoned, rationalized, become conceptual, calculated. But spiritually, when there is a witness, when there is when you're dealing with that which is spiritual, there is a what we call a knowing on the inside of you. You're not trying to figure it out. See, you're not trying to calculate it. You're not trying to make sure that 1 + 1 = 2. When it is spiritually discerned, did you know that your born-again spirit is your knower? Your born-again spirit is your knower. The Bible says, be still and know that I am God. See, the flesh need to figure stuff out. Flesh needs to rationalize and things of that nature. But when you properly use the spiritual tools that God have given us, the spiritual substance and that which is of the six dimensions of the spirit does not need to figure anything out. It knows, because everything that is seen came from that which is not seen. It is the place, the dimension of knowing. Your spirit, along with the Holy Spirit, is your knower. He is not suggesting truth to you. He is not asking you to figure out truth. He is the spirit of truth. He's the third person of the Trinity. And when your spirit is walking alongside with God's spirit and the Word of God, and you use your faith, you are in the dimension of knowing things. So you can wake up, and though your body is subject to time and space, you can wake up and something on the inside of you knows that there's harm done to your child or your spouse or a loved one. And it can be halfway across the world, because the spirit is not subject to time. So we cannot verify and prove spiritual substance with physical resources. You will never be able to walk by faith and live a successful life as a citizen of the kingdom if you are depending on the flesh, the five senses, and the things of the physical world to give you assurance of the things spiritually that God has said to you, of the things spiritually that's in his spiritual kingdom. Now, the Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for. I want you to see something. It says that faith, because remember, faith is spiritual. Faith is the substance. So when you choose to walk by faith, when you choose to say, I am going to deny and ignore this carnal man because He is physical. He cannot even understand that which is of a higher dimension and vibration and energy of the spirit. He can understand. It is foolishness unto him. So I'm going to put him to the side and I'm going to step into and utilize the part of me that is 2/3 spiritual. And when I step out by faith on what God said, in that moment, it becomes the substance. Did you know that your faith is your substance, not your flesh, not your eyes, not your ears, not your nose? Your faith is your substance. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence. Did you know that your faith is your evidence? Now, if we did not have a physical body, if we did not have a carnal mind, if there was not a lesser dimension that we were born in, we would not need faith. Angels don't need faith. Because they're spirits. God is a spirit. They're in the spirit realm. They see exactly what's going on, how it is. Faith is needed because we are in a lesser fallen dimension attempting to believe a higher dimension where God is. God says faith becomes your substance because you can't see me, because you can't see the kingdom, because you can't see my word, because you cannot yet see my promises. So faith is your spiritual tool that becomes your evidence. It's your spiritual tool that becomes your substance. Faith is mandatory, necessary, and required in order to properly access, testify, and prove what God has promised to be true. The just shall live by faith. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Do not forget, your own eyes, your own ears, your own hands are the worst witnesses you can use to verify and prove what God has spoken to us. He have blessed us with the proper spiritual tools to prove and know that not only he is real, but the things he have promised and have given us that is contained in our blood covenant through Jesus Christ. We have it. We have the word of God. We have our born again spirit. We have the Holy Spirit. God have blessed us. So it's important that we know how this works, because when it comes to walking by faith, these are the keys of the kingdom. Some of them that we need to properly understand to access and be able to navigate past our 5 senses, navigate past the fallen nature of the carnal man, navigate past the 4th dimension of the flesh and begin to explore and ask the Holy Spirit to help introduce you to this blessed kingdom called the kingdom of God. Once we understand how faith works, the sky becomes the limit. I'm telling you, this thing is righteous, it is accurate, and when God's people get off our lazy derrieres and begin to consecrate ourselves and yield ourselves as vessels of honor to the Holy Spirit, he will open this thing up and he will reveal the kingdom to you. He will show you things that were absolutely blow your mind, and as you begin to understand how faith works, you will become Satan's greatest enemy. God bless you.